so weak and getting weaker, and it's you're suggesting it's under a constant assault, and it's what are we going to see infertility? Will it have any other measurable genetic effects on offspring as time goes on?
That's big enough, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Now, let me say something about why this is the reason, not to confuse the terminology, the reason that the Y chromosome is so particularly fragile. Well, there are two reasons. The first is that unlike all our other chromosomes, and we have 23 other chromosomes in our bodies, unlike all of those, it doesn't actually exchange DNA with other chromosomes at each generation. And that's something that all the other chromosomes do. And the process of exchanging DNA, swapping it around, actually heals mutations.
Uh-huh.
So the Y chromosome can't heal its mutations anywhere near as effectively as the other chromosomes.
Uh-huh.
And also, it actually mutates at a faster rate than the other chromosomes, for an interesting but actually logical reason. And that's the following. That because the Y chromosome is passed from father to son, it's passed, of course, through sperm. And the Y chromosome, say your Y chromosome, well, passed it, as you've got it from your father, who got it from his father and from his father, always in sperm. And therefore, it spends its entire life from generation to generation, over dozens, hundreds of generations, always in the germline of males, that's to say the cells that are going to produce sperm.
Yeah.
And those are a very unhealthy place for DNA to be, because mutations happen when cells divide,
mm-hmm.
And cells divide at a very, very fast rate in the testes in order so that men can produce 100 million sperm a day or something like that.
Sure.
And it's an incredible fact that the DNA in a man of 60 has already been copied 1,000 times. And so the Y chromosome in a man of 60 has been copied 1,000 times. And although the other chromosomes have also been copied, over time they actually spend, this bit hard to really get across, but they actually spend half their time not in the cells that produce sperm, but in the cells that produce eggs. Because they sort of swap around from males to females as the generations pass.
So you're saying in a man of 60 years of age, it's like his Y has been copied on a bad copy machine 1,000 times?
It's a pretty good copying machine, actually, but 1,000 times. So that's, of course, not all men are 60 when they reproduce, but you can see that over 1,000 generations, let's say, then that's a million times it's been copied, and that and without the ability to repair those mutations, clearly it's an unstable system that will degenerate, and it is.
Yeah, isn't that an evolutionary outrage, Professor? I mean, why would design be such? It would be, a motor company designing a car to fall apart in 20 years.
What we're onto there is an interesting thing that actually evolution, though it seems to us to have design, doesn't have a design at all. It has no plans for the future.
Uh-oh.
It has no plans for the future. It's been, without getting into the arguments of evolution by natural selection versus creationism, which we could spend the entire program talking about.
No doubt.
Without getting into that argument, it's always been very difficult for evolutionary biologists to understand what is going on with evolution. And it doesn't seem that it's sufficient to say, it's certainly not the case that there's any kind of design element. All that happens is that things change with time, and particularly good traits or things tend to increase because rather like the peacock's tail example there, they get passed on preferentially to the next generation.
I've got that, but not in the case of the Y chromosome.
Exactly so. There's nothing that nature can do to help, really. It's just unfortunate that our ancient ancestors, when the ancestors of the mammals, very early mammals, decided that the way of, producing males and females was put down to a chromosome, because in lots of other animals, it's not done by chromosomes at all. Mm-hmm. We're covering a lot of ground here, but for example, in your American alligators, the sex of the offspring there is not decided by a chromosome, it's decided instead by the temperature at which the egg is incubated. In the early mammals cases, a chromosome had been given that job of deciding whether an embryo would develop into a male or a female. That chromosome was doomed to the gradual decay that we've been talking about.